Alexa, what is there to know about love? Written and performed by Brian Bilston. Part 1. The Caveman's Lament. Me think about her when sun rises. Me think about her when sun sets. Me say to her how much me love her. She tell me love invent not yet. Me make cave all warm and cozy. Me lie bearskin on cave floor. Me play song of love on bone flute. She choose cave of Tim next door. Me no more go out hunt mammoth. Me throw spear too short or long. Me sit in cave, me paint her picture. She say me got perspective wrong. Me cook meal to show me love her. Diplodocus with fried beans. She say food anachronistic. But me not know what this means. Stone Age mighty hard for lovers. Yet rub two flints, look what you get. Small sparks lead to big inferno. But she say love invent not yet. The Erotic Shards of Hermaclides of Thrace. Hermaclides of Thrace, 680 to 625 BC, was one of the great erotic poets of ancient Greece. Famed for the explicitness of his verse, he is thought to have written more than 15,000 lines of poetry. Sadly, all that remains are these fragments here, 32 lines in a mere 132 words, painstakingly assembled from the broken shards of a 3rd century BC Thessalian pot. I confess I did tremble, for even the stiffest of branches must quiver with the first drops of rain after a long summer drought. The eastern wind, no less than the mighty Eros himself, carried you gently to me, whispering your name among the dripping leaves. Oh, what love we made! For you were not of mortal descent, but Lyca, I showed you my, and in return you opened your, and let me, to gaze on such magnificence. In a frenzy we began to, until engorged, became moist, as sweet as peach juice, and down your thighs. We lay there, while still stroking each other's, and gasping like, until we heard the angry shouts of Zeus, your father. I fled across the field in terror, clutching my shriveled and my vestments. Mrs. Plato. Hard day at the Agora? I asked him as he polished off his supper. I could sense him eyeing me nervously. There were chickpeas in his beard again. Earlier, he put his hands down his tunic and whipped out, with a flourish, a crumpled white rose, so I could tell something was up. I've been thinking, he said, never a good sign that, about love. Now this was more promising. I adjusted my girdle. It's about time we moved things to the next level, he announced grandly. I wondered whether I should get the goat butter out. But then he began to prattle about truth and virtue and whatnot, and I thought better of it. It goes rancid ever so quick in this heat. I went upstairs instead and waited for him. There'll be none of that now, he said, once he'd climbed in and removed my hand. He turned away from me, untouchable, like a newly formed republic asserting its independence. I didn't cross his borders for months. We are trying to reach a state beyond carnal desire, he grumbled piously the night he moved himself into the spare room. He might have been, I wasn't. I'd had my fill of virtue. But by then, what did it matter? Aristippus of Cyrene had arrived on the scene and was busy educating me in his own school of thought. 5 afternoons a week, in fact. He knocked on my door one Tuesday and thrust a flyer into my hand. Join the hedonists, I read.